like he's one of the family. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights. And I see I want Charles in charge of me. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights. And I see I want Charles in charge of me.
Jason, look, I got up a half hour early this morning just to have a little bit of extra time to finish a reading assignment. And no matter how early I get up, there's never an extra time at all.
But Charles, this is for the soccer championship of suburbia. Jason sets. Jason shoots.
Jason dies if he breaks anything.
Scores! The crowd goes wild!
Yay!
And how does Jason Pembroke begin his day? Well, I like to begin my day with a big, heaping bowl of candy! Yes, kids, that's right, candy. Because I am an international superstar, and I can do whatever I want.
Not while I'm alive. Spit it out. Spit. All right, come on. Spit it out.
Child, I'm an international superstar. You can't do this to me.
It's my job to do this to you. So spit it out, superstar. I'll drown you.
Child, you're ruining my endorsement.
Yes, Jason, but I'm saving your teeth. And superstars have teeth.
Not in hockey.
I thought you were trying out for soccer.
Yeah, well, today's the last day to try out at school, and I've been thinking about an extracurricular activity, so a good college will pick me up.
Jason, all you have to think is you're going out for the team because you're good enough to make it. And if you want to know what I think that you are a terrific soccer player.
Only in the house. At school, everybody's bigger than I am.
Well, you'll just have to get bigger.
How am I supposed to do that?
Real food, Jason. You eat it, you grow. So, what'll it be, cornflakes or raisin bran?
Student council or cheerleading?
Cornflakes.
Student council.
All right. Who stole my incredible Hulk underoos?
Oh, naturally, Charles. Student council. Every year, student council.
So?
So, how am I supposed to get dressed without my incredible Hulk underoos?
You can wear your Spider-Man underoos.
On a Wednesday? So, school's getting too predictable, so. Lila Pembroke, volunteer librarian. Lila Pembroke, nurse's aide.
You never did any of those things.
And I'm never gonna.
I want to expand my horizons. I want to fall in with a new group of people.
Why don't you become a hood?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, everybody, look what time it is. Better hurry up. You're getting late for school.
Oh, no. Late for school.
Pete! Charles!
How was it?
Your date. Last night. Gwendolyn Pierce.
Gwendolyn Pierce.
How was it?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Buddy, don't you know how to knock?
Yeah. Charles. How was it? Your date last night. Gwendolyn Pierce. Gwendolyn Pierce. How come you don't go Gwendolyn Pierce anymore like you're supposed to when I go Gwendolyn Pierce?
Well, because, buddy, last night I got to know her.
You got to know her? Charles, you got to know her?
We all got to know her.
What?
Buddy, calm down. Now, all we did was sit in the living room couch by a fire, and we talked, and we ate Chinese food, and then we took the kids out for ice cream, and that's it.
You had Gwendolyn Pierce on a couch by a fire, and you left to take the kids out for ice cream?
Yeah, we had a very nice time.
No, you didn't. In fact, I'm going to go, because when this gets out, and it will, you're going to be the laughing stock of the campus, and I can't afford to be associated.
Yeah, she should be here any minute.
You and me, Charles. This. I love you like a brother. You let me walk to school with you, and you can be best man at my wedding someday.
Walk with us?
You could be my son's uncle. Uncle Charles.
You want to walk with us?
Okay, father. You could be my son's father. You taking care of him, I'm sure he'd be... Don't you go near my son. 7:30. F troop. I beat you, Jill. I beat you. And you know why I beat you? Because I'm the man.
Well, of course you're the man. The very cute man. Does the man want some orange juice?
No. The man wants to die.
What momentous is being decided here this morning?
Lila's thinking about becoming a hood this year.
The man. Your daughter is thinking about becoming a hood this year.
Oh, isn't that nice? Charles. I'm 35 years old. My daughter is thinking of becoming a hood this year, and even though I like to think of myself as a liberal father, I would sleep better knowing she was learning home economics and not how to knock off a gas station. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes. You're telling me that the first day Lila sits on the back of a motorcycle is the last day Lila sits.
Thank you, Charles.
Yes, sir.
I'm not worried as long as you're in charge.
Thank you.
Then I'm becoming a cheerleader for basketball. There's one space open, and I know it'll end up between me and Paula Thackeray. She's picking me up today.
Paula's more the cheerleader type.
Jason, there's no such thing as a cheerleader type, you understand? It's not right to place people into categories. Now, Lila has just as good a chance as Paula Thackeray to be a cheerleader, if she wants.
Good morning! What a morning!
It's gonna be close.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I'm ready, ready, ready.
She's dead. Hey, you two. Soccer tryouts.
Soccer? Where they kick each other in the knees and smash balls into their brains? Wait a minute. Are you ready for that yet?
Sure. And Charles says I should.
You do?
Sure. He's gonna be an international superstar.
Yeah, but do you think he's developed enough for that yet? I mean, don't you think he's still a little too...
Small? You can say it. Small? It's okay. I accept it. Whatever says small, or whatever says certifiable.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Jason, you try your best. Hey, Douglas. You going out for anything this year?
Yes, Charles. I was considering a life-shaping change of destiny, as a matter of fact.
That's the Douglas that I know. Which one? Chemistry Club? Young Rocketeers.
No, Charles. I have enough other interests besides the sciences, if you want to know. I plan to audition for the school band.
Really? Which instrument?
Triangle.
Peanut butter and egg.
How about you, buddy? What are you going out for this year? Underwear? You're going out for the underwear team?
Swim team. Co-ed sports, Charles. This Institute of Higher Learning is offering us the chance to spend our afternoons with wet women in bathing suits. Don't you love college?
Oh, yeah. And they even have classes there, too.
Oops, excuse me. Charles, it's you know who.
Yeah.
Well, what should I say? I mean, how should I be?
Why don't you just be yourself?
What kind of an answer is that?
Good morning. Good
morning.
I want you to know that I had a real nice time last night.
Well, thank you. So did I.
Good.
Come here for a second. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. Buddy Lembeck, Gwendolyn Pierce.
Gwendolyn? Pleased to meet you.
Hello, buddy. Is that your real name?
That's just what people call me.
Oh. Well, what is your real name, then?
Yeah, buddy, what is your real name?
Buttons.
Buttons?
Well, you don't mind if I just call you Buddy.
Oh, everyone else does.
I don't blame him.
buttons. It's your hand. Let it go.
Voluntarily?
Sorry, buddy. I need it for class. To write. To raise.
Buttons here was trying to interest me in going after the swim team this season.
Oh. Well, you know, I hear a lot of guys join swim team just to look at girls in bathing suits.
Oh. That's a popular misconception. But if my friend Buddy is going out for the swim team, it's because of his dedication to school spirit. And you can be certain that his loyalties, body and soul, will be to live, eat, and breathe swimming.
I'm from California, you know.
Well, I am impressed.
Oh, it's nothing. I was born there.
With you, Charles.
With you, Charles.
I mean, that was so dramatic, so passionate. I think that you should consider the school play. It's the Glass Menagerie, and I think that you would make the most wonderful gentleman caller.
Madeline, where do you find time to do things like that? I mean, I don't have time to do anything anymore.
But we'd get to play a real romantic scene together. Anyway, that's what I'm going out for.
Me too.
Quiet. A quiet house in the afternoon where a young man has enough time to pick an extracurricular activity. Now let's see. I have Gwendolyn Pierce in a romantic scene, and I have my friend Buddy swimming with wet women. And I have time to think about it.
I hate the cheerleaders!
Time's up!
I hate them! Hate the cheerleaders.
Why?
Because I'm not on them. And it's your fault, Charles.
I'm deeply sorry, Lila. What did I do?
You didn't sit me down this morning and say, Lila, going after the cheerleaders will be the most humiliating experience of your entire history. Different people have different gifts, Lila, and yours is not in the rah-rah department. So stick with student council, because that's a better department for you. So stay in your department and be a smart shopper.
Well, because I don't believe that. Excuse me. Freeze!
Stop!
Get down here!
I almost made it, and you let me! Charles, you're a sneak.
See, what happened?
I did what you said. I tried my best.
And you made the soccer team?
I tried my best, Charles.
You tried out for the team.
I tried my best.
To make it on the team.
To make it to the field.
I've had a long and exhausting day, and I am long and exhausted. So unless everybody has only wonderful news to tell me, I refuse to come through this door. Daddy's home. What's happened?
We've had a couple of disappointments.
Yeah, Charles disappointed me by making me think I could be a cheerleader.
And Jason didn't make the soccer team.
I knew he wasn't ready for that yet. I knew he was still too small!
Small? What do you mean, small? And who says you should go out for soccer?
Charles! I knew they'd smash his little knees.
His little knees aren't smashed, Jill.
Yeah, well, they bashed balls against his brain.
His brain's not bashed, Jill. But my little boy's not on the soccer team, Charles.
Yeah, but he's in one piece, Stan. Who cares about the team?
I do.
I do.
I do.
Charles, I love my children. I love them. And sometimes they take certain things for granted, like food and a roof. But that's okay, because I work very hard so they can.
Yes, sir.
And because I love them, I want them to be happy. And that's where you come in. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, you're telling me rah, rah, kick, kick.
Thank you, Charles. I'm glad we understand each other.
Make me happy, Charles.
How can you make us happy? How can he make you a soccer star? How can he make me a cheerleader? What can you do to make us happy, Charles?
I can tell you there are worse things that can happen to a person.
Like what?
I made it!
trouble, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Because of me?
Mm-hmm.
Grounded?
No.
Gotta rake up leaves?
No.
Then what's the trouble?
The trouble is that my boy is not on the soccer team.
I'm between a rock and a hard place, Charles.
I'm listening.
See, when you're my size, there's such a thing in the world as big kids.
Anybody in particular?
No, everybody else.
No, I mean any big kid in particular push you down.
He saw me practicing, kicking the ball. He said he thought I could make the team. I thanked him. He pushed me down. He said he wanted to make the team.
So what did you do?
I got up.
Then?
He pushed me down.
Then?
I got up.
Then?
Down.
Then? Look, Jason, I'm beginning to get the general picture of your afternoon.
He finally went away after I told him I wouldn't go out for the team.
I understand.
It's not that I wanted to cause you trouble, Charles. It's just that I wanted to get on with the rest of my life.
There's a difference between a big kid and a bully. And this kid is a bully. That's what he is.
Then what am I?
You are an international superstar. And we are just going to have to explain that to his face.
Give me an R.
No, Lila. Not give me an R. You don't say give me an R like you say give me a glass of water.
Give me an R.
No! Lila, you're being too polite. You see, it's not like... May I have an R when you get a moment? You're not asking them, please. You're telling them. Okay? All right. Now, a guy on your team grabs the rebound, right? He dribbles down court, behind the back. He stops. He shoots. It's good. The crowd goes wild, and you say...
Give me an R.
No, Lila, I'm not going to give you an R. And that's not the way to get an R. And nobody else is going to give you an R until you go, give me an R!
R!
Are you sure about this, Charles? You ready to hear raindrops keep falling on my head, on my triangle?
Wait a minute, Douglas. Jason, Jason. This is a world full of bullies. You understand? And once you let one of them take advantage of you, the rest of them find you like junk mail. Okay? So, you have got to be confident and self-assured.
Give me an R.
No!
But I'm not sure calling him over was the best advice.
Yes, it was. Did I tell you to go out for the soccer team?
Yes.
Did you get beat up a little bit?
Yes.
Was it the best advice?
No.
Are your parents smart people?
Yes.
Did they hire me to give you good advice?
Yes.
Have I given you any yet?
No.
So listen close, because this must be it. There is one thing that a bully can't stand in. Do you know what that is, Jason? Confrontation. They back down.
Are you going to listen to me play Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head and My Triangle or not?
In a minute, Douglas.
Okay, okay.
There's something to that.
Okay, so I won't be a cheerleader. I mean, it's not necessary for me to be a cheerleader in order to be an important woman. Student counts as my life.
Lila. Some very important women were on student council. And some very important women were cheerleaders. But if it's important to you to do something new this year, then it's important for you to keep trying until you get it. And then you can decide what is most important to you.
Then why can't you just give me a charity R? I don't even know what I'm spelling anymore.
Charles, the bully?
Jason, you'll be fine. I'll be right here.
I won't need you.
Good boy.
All right, I want to confront you, and I want to confront you now.
I don't blame you, Jason, but this one's for me.
Hi. I didn't see you at the play audition.
I was thinking about it, Gwendolyn, and I would love to be your gentleman caller. But I just don't have the time.
Gwendolyn! I realize we don't know each other very well yet, but I need an R band.
Lila?
And you're the only one here who'll give it to me. Any R will do. It doesn't even have to be a capital.
Lila, cheerleaders do not beg. Now, you don't see the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders beg, do you?
A Dallas Cowboy cheerleader? Charles, I wouldn't eat ours if I had theirs.
Okay, this is it. I am ready. If I'm ever going to do this, it's going to be right now. Buddy!
My friend!
Lila!
I'm just asking him a question. Now, buddy, think. What comes after Q?
Tip.
Gwendolyn, I told you. There is nothing I would rather be than your gentleman caller.
What about the swim team?
I'm for it! I'm for the swim team! I'm for the basketball team! Remember that guy I was telling you about? Guy that dribbled down court, that stopped shot, it was good, the crowd went wild? That was me! I want to do that, but I don't have time to do that. I want to play baseball. I want a varsity sweater. Look at this. I'm upset!
Charles! Charles! Don't be upset! Give me an R!
Yes!
Yes!
That's it!
That's it?
Yes!
That's all I have to do?
That's all!
You mean I can be on student council now?
Yes!
Yes!
Then you're not going to have any extracurricular activities at all, Charles?
Well, not unless you find a way to put more hours in the day, buddy.
Why is that, Charles? You always seem to have more than enough time for the children.
The children? Oh, but they don't take up any time at all, do they?
Charles, is this bully ever getting here or not?
Charles says I could be on student council.
Is that what you want?
More than life itself.
Why do I have the feeling Charles knew that, too?
Charles, I don't think this bully's going to show up.
I don't think so either, Jason.
Because I confronted him?
Because he knows you wanted to.
You know, Jill, having Charles is a very good idea.
Well, as an international superstar, I think I deserve a big ball of candy. And I'd like to know who's going to stop me.
Would you like to take this
one?
Okay, now listen to me! I'm an international superstar! This is preposterous! This is horrifying! Good night, Charles!
Charles, do you have a minute?
The night's still young.
You know what? I have lots of minutes.
Are you going to listen to me play Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head on my triangle or not?
Are we ready? Douglas, we are a captive audience. Hit it!